Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a never-ending game of yes, and you're starting to feel a little depleted. Ever get that feeling? Like you're constantly giving but not getting enough back? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That, my friends, is the beauty of boundaries. They're your secret weapon to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Today, we're diving deep into the world of setting healthy boundaries because, let's face it, in this age of constant connection, saying no can feel like a superpower. It's not about being selfish. It's about recognizing your worth and creating space for what truly matters. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around your emotional well-being. They keep you safe, secure, and allow you to blossom into your best self. Now, before we jump in, I want to be clear. Setting boundaries isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. It's about finding what works for you. And trust me, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about listening to your gut and saying nope to things that drain you while embracing those that energize you. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways to get your boundary-setting journey rolling. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what matters most to you. What are your values, your priorities? What drains your energy? What fills your cup? It's like figuring out your own personal operating system. Once you understand how you work best, setting boundaries becomes a lot easier. Think of it this way. You wouldn't run your computer without knowing its specs, right? So treat yourself with the same respect. 2. Communication is key. Remember, boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. It can be as simple as saying, I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize my own time right now. Or, I'm happy to help with that next week, but I'm swamped today. Remember, a gentle but firm no is a powerful thing. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your life overnight. Baby steps are your best friend here. Pick one area where you want to set a boundary and go for it. Maybe it's saying no to an extra work commitment, or setting aside time each day for self-care. Every small victory builds momentum and confidence. 4. Be consistent. This is the tricky part, right? Consistency is key when it comes to boundaries. It's like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, stick to your boundaries even when it feels uncomfortable at first. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. 5. Don't be afraid to reassess. Life is constantly evolving, so your boundaries should too. What worked for you last year might not work now. Regularly check in with yourself and see if any adjustments need to be made. It's all about staying flexible and adapting to your changing needs. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're invited to yet another social event, even though you'd rather curl up with a good book and some peace and quiet. Your phone is buzzing with notifications from work, family, friends, and that annoying app that keeps reminding you about your unread emails. Ever get that feeling? Like you're constantly juggling too many balls in the air, and one of them is bound to drop? Setting healthy boundaries can be like stepping off that spinning plate carousel and finally catching your breath. Think of it this way. You wouldn't let just anyone into your house, right? You choose who you let in, because you value your space and peace. The same applies to your time, energy, and emotions. By setting clear boundaries, you create a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can recharge, focus on what matters, and truly be present. So, remember folks, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you intentional. It allows you to show up fully in the things that truly matter. Setting boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating a foundation of respect for yourself and your needs. Ready to take charge of your life? Head over to our website, dopaminekeelclutter.com and join the conversation. Share your thoughts, experiences, and boundary-setting triumphs. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep decluttering and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.